Now, aromatase, I want to say a little bit. So that's about the efficacy of this one trial. So let me move on. Aromatase inhibitor therapy has had an evolving history. This is a story of endocrine therapy that's evolving over multiple decades. And I would argue that we are a long way from the optimal endocrine therapy, the title of the breast program that I run. But we have many ways in which to optimize and improve adjuvant endocrine therapy for ER-positive breast cancer. So before I drum home that efficacy result, we should talk a little bit about the side effect penalty that these women pay and what to do about that. This slide is a slightly different slide. This Ann Partridge in Boston did this study from three large healthcare carriers in the United States. This is a prescription-based study. And this is for upfront aromatase inhibitor use. So these are women that have been given anastrozole or letrozole as initial adjuvant therapy in the initial 5 years. But the point I'm showing this slide for is to show you that in years 1, 2, and 3, you can see the percentage of patients who are continuing on this medication. Only on average, 60% of women are taking these pills 3 years into therapy. So a major problem with endocrine therapy is compliance, toxicity and compliance. And this, of course, in our clinical trial, compliance was higher, but this is clinical practice. This is everyday reality in the clinic in the United States.